Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
It's worse when you come down. Like when you come down, you're on your own in a silent kitchen, and you just sit down really heavily with your breath. Oh yes, okay, I've been done.
I can't believe you didn't have it, the sound on for the whoopee cushion. If you knew, did you know the whoopee cushion was there?
No.
Because there's nothing. It's going to be. You need to. There's nothing going to be as funny as a whoopee cushion come out of our.
I know, I'm sorry. Do you know what? I actually forgot I put it there. Otherwise, I would have said, can you start rolling early?
You're rolling now?
I'm rolling now.
You're ready to... You just come around for a social chat and there's all the funny stuff happens before you turn it on. Morning. How's your ear?
What?
Ah, you see. How's your ear?
My right ear is completely blocked with something. I'm not sure what. Possibly water,
a
wax.
A baked bean,
Otex, some Lego. I don't know what it is. I can't hear anything out of my right ear. I'm now used to it. It's been going on for a couple of hours now. I'm sort of okay with it, but it does make me feel a bit dizzy and weird, and I'm not sure what volume to talk at.
I only wanted to get it in out of the top of the podcast so we could find out what it was. And I also want to be sympathetic, but I want to establish what it is this week that's going to make you feel slightly off. Because last week, listening back, when I feel I wasn't sympathetic enough about how ropey you were feeling after your jab.
Yeah.
And the week before, I wasn't sympathetic enough about the fact you hadn't slept as well as you might have done. And the week before your hangover, I wasn't sympathetic enough. Before that, it was just the cough. So I really want to know that this week, is it's not the last or the penultimate one, I want to know that...
It's the last podcast, isn't it, of this season?
Ben thinks there's another one next week.
Well...
I think we should put this out a reader poll.
Yeah.
No, exactly. It's the end of the fucking season. There are no more. I think it's the end of the season. Because the school holidays have started, haven't they,
I'm pretty sure Sam breaks up from school, I think, lunchtime this time next week. So we could actually do one last podcast before.
Okay. The football?
Well, let's talk about the football.
Because I made a top joke, which is quite hard to recreate. Ben, when I came down and Ben said, Ben's the first lad that I've seen. Actually, no, I saw Jerry at the school gates. Jerry and Raffy actually went to it yesterday. But apart from them... Ben goes, you all right? I've got a bit of a football hangover. And I went, no, I'm fine. I mean, obviously, it was a great result for Ukraine. Which was a top gag. And you went, oh, I thought England were playing. First of all, you went, what? I thought England were playing. So, no, I just wanted to say, so basically, first of all, the thing to clear, do you give any sort of shit at all?
I am a patriot. I love my country. And I'm obviously, absolutely, I love Harry Kane. I love all those, but I think they're great. I love
And who
Gareth.
Else do you love apart from Harry Kane?
Gareth Southgate, of course.
And who else do you love?
You. Great. What am I supposed to say?
I was actually, with the defensive team that Gareth picked for the start yesterday, actually I might have been a good choice, just standing at the back, unable to leave my half. But do you, the other footballers, do you know any of the other ones?
No.
None at all? Raheem.
Sterling.
There you go.
Yeah. I can finish names, but I can't offer.
Really? Harry.
Kane.
Harry.
Wallop. Okay, the story for me is Gareth Southgate, right? Is because I remember very clearly 1996 Euros when he missed the penalty.
Were you watching it?
I believe I wasn't, but I believe...
What do you remember about it then?
I remember it being in the papers the next day and everybody talking about it. And I just think it's...
You remember the fever, the thing, you were actually there when it was in the papers the following day.
I was there, I read all about it the next day.
Because everyone's giving it the I was there.
I definitely wasn't there or watching it on telly. But I'm really, really gripped by his comeback story. He's clearly, this has messed him up. Good.
So you know what happened?
I know what happened, yeah.
He missed a pen.
He missed a penalty and they lost the thing. And
against?
It must have been Germany.
Germany.
So it's, and on the front page of the Times today it says...
And today, just so we're doing this on Wednesday, just so people know, this is very much the morning after, because be assured we will not be interested in it by Friday.
No, but I think in any sport, and this is why I'm interested in cricket, because you're very good at presenting, you know, what the story is in any sporting thing, rather than just like a load of blokes wondering about it's not interesting. But if there's a kind of story to it, then it's really compelling and really great. The problem I have with getting behind England is that we quite often lose. And I remember in the World Cup, last World Cup, when England was in the final. No.
Semi-final.
It was just very emotional.
You see, that's one of those things. I mean,
so I detach myself from it because it's too heartbreaking.
You're quite right to be saying this. Now, that one of these, because I think it's all rubbish, all this stuff this morning, and the redemption, I think it's all horse shit, and the story, and the thing, and the woo, and the Gareth, it all pisses me off. All this backstory to try and get people who aren't really interested in it, kind of is annoying.
How can you not be happy?
So, for example, you say England mostly lose. Well, the fact is, you have a tournament, it's going to have 16, 20, 24, 32 teams. They all lose. Everybody always, England don't. Lose more than anyone else.
They really don't.
They actually win more than anyone else. And in terms of the size of the population, we're a little bit off the level we should be at given the size of our economy. But generally speaking, we do fine. And we've lost to the Germans in the past. And I think it's nice, the Gareth Southgate story, but there's always a story. And so the people who aren't interested in football need a really big story, which is like two World Wars and one World Cup. You know, they really need to... Southgate, he did a pizza advert for Pizza Hut with a bag on his head. It's gone. And now we've come back and there's the Raheem Sterling coming back into the fold story. There's all these stories. There's always a story with football. The running about the school isn't... If you're a football fan... For Ben, Aston Villa's a massive story. Search me what it really is. But if you're an Aston Villa fan, you'll show up each week and, oh my God, it's that time we nearly made the League Cup final in 1946, you know? There's a story for QPR. Oh, we're so creative, but we always fall at the last. Spurs, right. Oh, they never quite make the championship. Arsenal, 1-0 to the Arsenal. Everyone's got a story. So then this, what's annoying me this morning and what I would write about is the people who don't care about football... making a big thing like they care about, listening to the banter on the radio. You know, Winifred Robinson, gutted. You know what I mean? Jenny Murray's gone and got a tattoo on her face of Raheem Sterling. It's like everyone, and I just think, it's just a week, and then it goes away again. And normally they'd all be into Wimbledon. But they've gone into
Wimbledon. Wimbledon's gone mad.
Yeah, Wimbledon we're going to
the
do.
Wimbledon stories are crazy. Okay. But
and redemption, by the way. People say that it's like Gareth Southgate. Does anyone remember the redemption story of 1996? Ben, how old were you then?
Five.
Three or four.
You don't know. Do you remember so you were aware of the redemption story from 96? Who got redeemed in 96? No. Stuart Pearce. Pearce missed the pen in 1990, in Italian 90. And so he missed his pen. He waited 6 years. And now Pearce was a proper man, not some metrosexual in a waistcoat like Gareth Southgate with a silly beard. Pearce was a proper man. And so he missed a pen against Germany in the semi-finals, he and Chris Waddle. And in 1996, it went to pens in the round of 16 against Spain. And Pearce scored it and he clenched his fist and the veins were... And then we had a penalty shootout in the next round and he scored his pen again, but we went out. Right. So the redemption was worth nothing. It lasted one game. And everyone seems to have forgotten that.
So, okay, fine. So... I wonder how helpful I can be in this if you're going to write this particular column, because it's not just football. It's England. Feeling patriotic about your national sport, any national sports team, is a kind of legit patriotism. Whereas other types of patriotism tend to lump you in with NFL louts, you know. So it's a kind of...
But this does a bit as well, because they booed the German national anthem. I don't know. It's just, you just saw the Germans
National anthem is creepy.
Because it's still Deutschland über alles, but they've changed the words. I know, it's quite, it's great. It's like having a swastika, but the background is now blue. It's like, yes, I know, that is a bit weird. But, I don't know, I think the other countries don't have it. They manage without this narrative. Jürgen Klinsmann on the coverage was quite nice about it. The German MPs have been nice about it. The German crowd, we booed their... I don't know.
I think booing their anthem is a bit low.
Booing their national anthem. It's one of those things where I get angry because people who aren't really football fans get into it. And that always happens during the... It happened during Italian 90 when football suddenly became popular. And then it suddenly became even more popular in 96. But I can't write about that because I would be perceived as someone who's not really a proper football fan as well. Because there's a whole, are you proper or are you not? You know, it's a rainy night in... A rainy Tuesday in Stoke is the thing. Would you be there? How would you perform? So there's nothing on there.
I'm just furious.
I know what I'm furious about. Yeah, I hate it. I hate mass activity. I hate everyone being happy. We've talked about that before. Okay. It's like I hate a sunny day because everyone's out there having a lovely time in the pub with their mates and I'm not for whatever reason. Yeah. And therefore, I prefer it to be dark and rainy and miserable because then everyone's stuck at home having a shit time like me. Okay. So at this... everyone look at the football, everyone's going, yeah, da, 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 da. I mean, I did watch it, but I just feel awkward. Like, I feel awkward around dancing. Like, I don't like parties. Like, I've never been to a rave. I don't like the theatre where everyone's laughing at the same joke. I hate stand-up comedy. I hate a room unified by a single feeling. It makes smacks of Nuremberg for me and totalitarianism. So I hate everyone with flags, cab drivers with the thing, council estates with the flag, everyone, Harry Kane, and all, including all these people who don't know who they are and have never been to a football match and don't understand football. Right. And it makes me feel left out. And I like it when England lose. Because like Thursday, tomorrow, or yesterday, if you're listening to this on Friday, I'm going to what I consider to be the big sporting event of the week, which is the second one-day international between England and India at the Oval.
Uh-huh.
I would like England to have gone out of the World Cup so that people cared about the cricket.
But what's the difference between the football and...
Well, no one's interested in cricket apart from me. So, therefore, there's no...
90,000 80-year-olds in straw boaters.
Yes, exactly. And COVID has killed off the last remaining three or four people who were interested in it. No, but when Stokesy turned it all around in the big test match at... It was Headingley, I think, wasn't it? 3 years ago. And when we won the World Cup, I didn't like that. Everyone was getting into it. Oh, fuck, I'm out of my support.
Right.
It should just be me and a thermos flask and possibly my son.
Okay. Going, but there's something in... There's definitely something in there. Anything that... You know, if you're writing a column, especially if you're writing a column for as long as you've been doing it for, anything that sort of lights your fire is great because it can propel you...
God, I wonder what I wrote about in the week of the 1996.
You don't tell me that you were writing this column in 1996.
Probably not this column. I had a column called Serious Shopping in 1996 on the features pages of what was then, I think, T3. I didn't actually have
Serious
this column.
Serious Shopping?
Yeah.
What did you write about in Serious Shopping?
Well, the thing was, it wasn't really serious. So each week I featured a different shop and I would go to the shop and see what it had. And then I'd write sort of 500 words on the
retail
pages. I reckon I got 400. I reckon I got more for those than generally.
That sounds like great fun. What?
Serious Shopping with my little Harry Potter byline picture.
I would like to do a proposal to Jay Witherow, Esther to write... Column T2, Serious Shopping. Sounds great.
No. Well, it was really marvellous. There was also a column.
You were Gideon Garter for ages in Style.
Yeah, writing about fashion.
Writing about Breton tops.
I wrote about football in Match of the Day magazine every week, The Yob with the Gob. My column was called 12 Stud Salute. And my byline was Yob with the Gob, brackets, Giles Corran. And I was obviously not the world famous writing and broadcasting icon then that I am today. So people go, yeah, I love the Yob with the Gob. Oh, he's called Giles Corran. That doesn't sound very yobby. There'll be more from Esther and me in our kitchen after a short interlude. But to find out what I wrote about in the end, why not pick up a subscription to The Times and The Sunday Times and enjoy 1 month absolutely free? Just search thetimes.co.uk/Giles Corran has no idea. I've been promised that this will take you to an amazing offer, rather than just a website created by Ben randomly containing all my broadcasting mistakes. Although I'm sure that exists somewhere, it's just going to be up to you to find it.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So if not the football, then Wimbledon?
Well, Wimbledon, there is a... I mean, Wimbledon's gone completely loopy. I think they've had too... I think because I don't think it was on last year. I think they've had a bit too much time to think about stuff. And they've made all sorts of kind of random changes in response to all sorts of...
I've noticed they no longer have a sexist towel policy.
There's not a sexist towel policy. There's something else as well. I mean, they're all... I mean, look, it's all perfectly... I'm not saying any of it's bad. It's all perfectly good. But the Wimbledon are so pleased.
You're going through the wrong part of the paper. Wimbledon's at the back as a sport. It's on the back.
Changes that they've made. No, there's stuff in there.
There's the slipping over story.
There's the slipping over. There's everybody's old. Like all the players. Well,
I think the oldness. So if you bear with me, I think the old thing is really interesting.
Right.
So Federer's a month shy of his 40th birthday. There are 13 players over 35 in the draw, which is more than they've ever been. Even going back to the 19th century, when all the players looked about 50. They've never had 13 players over 35. Between 1982 and 2010, only once were there three, and otherwise there were no more than two players over the age of 35. In the whole of the 1990s, apart from 1 year, there were no players over 35. Now they're already old.
Serena Williams is my age. I mean...
Venus is 41. Serena's younger. Serena's gone out because she slipped over. And let's face it, Serena's gone out because she slipped over because she's old. Serena, she's
a
30.
Fall,
exactly. She's approaching the age at which a nasty fall is often recorded as a cause of death.
Yeah.
You know, it's fall, pneumonia, hip, dead, if you're my grandparents.
That's why I no longer wear high heels, because I'm, you know.
I thought it was your toe affliction.
My foot affliction.
Yeah.
But that, and also, you know, just not that steady anymore.
Well, she wasn't wearing heels in that. She was wearing one of her super fashionable outfits.
She was.
Which like a pair of curtains, I read.
A pair of curtains attached to tucked into her knickers.
It did look like she was like a wedding dress, but she'd gone for a poo and it had got... But anyway, so she slipped over and it's a great shame, but she's 39. No, but Venus is 41 and still... I always like Venus more. I don't know whether that's because she won... I mean, I hate people who win a lot, so I don't like Serena Williams. Venus won early, was the first Williams sister to win.
But then sort of vanished.
She didn't give so much of a shit as Serena. I mean, she's just, which is what was nice about her. She was just, you know, she didn't go smash, smash, smash. You know, she was a bit more sort of delicate and ladylike, and only won a bit. So I like her, and I hope she wins now. But so Federer's 39, Murray, relative stripling, 34, 33, I think. My first thought, obviously, if you can stifle that yawn for just
I did stifle the yawn.
I know, because you knew what was coming. Mm. I thought a vision of Wimbledon 2071. Here come the players. First out, as tradition decrees, it's the defending champion, 55 times winner, 90-year-old Roger Federer. In the peak of things, the Zimmer frame is really
Hands
just a...
Hands his Zimmer frame to the ball boy.
Looks around the stadium. Hang on, what did I come in here for?
Yes,
that I knew it was something important.
Goes back for his teeth.
takes his teeth out.
Out, yeah.
Puts
his glasses on. Puts his bifocals on.
and then the challenger, 84-year-old Andy Murray, still struggling for that third win at the 55th attempt.
Yes.
Comes out really, really angry. Yeah, come on. Andy's really fired up. Come on, get in. He's just really excited because he's remembered to put his shorts on.
Takes 9 vitamin pills.
Yeah. The problem is, if you do that, that's like the funniest part of it used up at the top. First of all, obviously...
The umpire says, new balls, please. What?
No, I had... it's not new balls, it's a new hip that I need. So it's like, and I'm thinking, the column would probably be about old tennis because they're all like much, you know, maybe I'm, what they should do is have only old people because the boring thing about Wimbledon, it's all smash, boom, rally, grunt, goes on for ages.
They're all too tall.
Much better if they were all really old. The matches were quite quick, one set because after that you go to the pub. And old tennis and the difference, like with old tennis, so my tennis, according to my rules, like for example, you get 3 serves. Or even 4 serves. Otherwise, you have the kind of tennis, like when I play tennis, if you're only allowed 2 serves, like in the normal thing, then nobody holds their serve. Because you always lose your serve, and it's the genius who can actually get his serve over the net who wins. Then the new balls joke is slightly different. We haven't had new balls since 2011, because you have like only have 4 balls, and one of them's white, and one of them doesn't really bounce. And the trick is to serve the one that doesn't really bounce, and it just goes splat, and the other bloke does his knee running in to get it.
Very good.
You spend a lot of time looking for the balls, because you've only got 4. How this would be at Wimbledon, everyone going, is this your... No, ours one... Mine's got a G on it. This has got a smiley face. Is this one of ours? You playing with Dunlop? No, we've got the pen internet... Slazenger ones.
Because everyone on the heath, everyone playing tennis on the heath, they're all old.
They're all ancient. And none of them hit the ball properly. It's also, one of the things in an old tennis rally is if you hit it with your wood and it goes really high in the air and bounces really high, that's really hard to get back. And you end up with these rallies where everyone's hitting it really high.
Yeah.
And everyone's scuttling around and they all do
but
it like sorting flies.
They hit it really high and they can't get it back because they can't smash it.
Yeah, because no, they don't. Because that's a really difficult shot to play a smash.
Yeah, because your rotator cuff in your shoulder has probably gone many years.
Exactly.
Before. Yeah, that's good. That's fun.
The other thing that would happen at Wimbledon with old people is you both arrive like the champion of it, and they arrive, but someone's already playing. You go, well, didn't you book the court? No, I thought you were booking the court.
Yeah, very good.
Let's just go to the pub. You know.
Let's just go. Yeah.
The thing that I've noticed when I'm playing, a massive difference in my tennis. When it comes to picking up the balls,
yes,
and I'm actually playing this afternoon with my coach, he'll be in time for Wimbledon 2020. The forecast is nice, so I've got 2 hours in, by the way. This is very much like the Wimbledon Champion. I've got 2 hours in, Parliament Hill, 1:30 to 3:30, which gives me 15 minutes to get Kitty.
Getting Kitty again?
I can get either kid in the car. Really? So that timing, that's old tennis, timing your tennis game to fit in with the school run.
Yeah.
So like Djokovic... You know, having to like, got no time for a tie break because he's got to pick up his kids.
Yeah.
Smash, smash. and then one of the things is the use of the tennis racket. Yes, it's useful for hitting the balls with, but mostly I lean on it when I bend down to pick up a ball, which I think there comes a time in your tennis career.
But don't you squeeze the ball between my foot and the racket and then flick it up?
And risk twisting my knee? Are you mad? No, I used to. Or the thing that separates the men from the boys, like at the courts.
Yeah.
Like my coach. She can do the pat, pat, pat thing, you know?
Yep.
You know when you just pat the ball and it leaps in the air? I've been trying to do that forever. I've broken so many rackets. Smash, smash. Can't get that thing where you go, ba-doing, and it comes. I can't do that. So I bend. But I always know, I take that, I go, ooh.
And
you know how tennis players, like Sharapova's gone, but she was a real grunter. And it's often the girl tennis players do it more, the grunt. So you, the
well,
and I, but it's the grunt.
It does help when I haven't played tennis very much, but when you're hitting the ball, if you want to really get some stink on it, you have to go, like that,
but
and
if
it
you
makes
grunt,
you
everyone
it
turns to look, and then it goes into the net, and it's a bit
it's
embarrassing.
True.
So grunting when you're really shit is really bad.
What is it about Matt Hancock? What is the appeal?
Because I was wondering a little bit about Love Island, which nobody's watching. Because the football keeps being so good.
Right.
I think they weren't. They certainly nobody, because last last night was the England game. The night before, Monday night, was an excellent Spain-Croatia game, and then a really good Holland. And Holland were beaten by Czech Republic. And they had a bloke sent off their captain. It's all anyway, and so nobody was watching Love Island, and no one is watching Love Island, and I hate Love Island, and I have done Love Island columns before. But how to spice up Love Island? I was going to say Tony Hancock. What's his name? Matt Hancock. So have Love Island should just be shagger MPs. Should be like fit middle-aged researchers and Hancock, Boris. What do you think it is about Hancock?
I'm wondering two things mainly. What is it about Matt Hancock? And also, what is it about politics? I don't get it, okay? So there's a story today somewhere about how Matt Hancock is already planning his political comeback.
Well, that's because Boris, and it's because, like, Clinton was similar, that he started the one of you can get away with it, really. It's fine.
And then my other question is, what does it take? I mean, other columnists have asked this question, but, like, what does it take to end your career in politics? I mean, seriously, what does it take? Nothing seems...
Well, the political purists would say that he ought to have been sacked by Boris for
quote-unquote, fucking hopeless at his job.
Yeah.
Sajid Javid has come back and is presumably just going to take a victory lap and just make mincemeat of his, you know...
Well, he's going to...
Department.
Yeah. Well, he's going to do what... It's a bit unfortunate. I think... So Javid is... There's a separate thing. Javid comes in and says, right, fuck lockdown, we're all going to open up. And it's a little bit... It's a bit like Hancock was trying... Hancock hands over the jam jar and Javid opens it. And yeah, Hancock goes, I loosened it!
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's not really fair. Hancock has done this thing and now we're going to come out anyway on the 19th. And Hancock, and it's all been put away from June 21 to July 19. And then Javid says, July 19, definitely. Yeah.
And he's going to be there in his Union Jack underpants going, hey, wee.
Hancock, assuming he gives a shit, is going to be thinking, oh, but I loosened it. You know, I set all this up. Why does Javid get... But Javid does get to be sort of quite popular.
But also, I don't understand, like, why... Like, I don't understand what it is about Matt Hancock. He's just done this kind of dramatic bunk from his entire domestic life to sort of presumably set up home with this.
Well,
this,
you told me what you thought it was, but I...
He must have something going on in his underpants.
So you think Matt Hancock's got a big cock, is what I want to... You think, yeah?
And well,
you,
it's not
Because when I said to you
I
earlier...
I said that as a shorthand. Just because he's got a big cock doesn't mean he's good in bed.
A shorthand but a long cock.
Doesn't mean he's good in bed. It's not the only thing. He must be good in bed.
Boris has clearly got something about him because
he does,
he's done it.
Yeah.
Hancock doesn't. So Bill Clinton like had something about him. He was naughty. He was powerful. He's like Kennedy, not as handsome as Kennedy, but he was like big and you know and Boris is a sort of English version of that. Obviously, there are lots of people who find him revolting, but there's a certain kind of posh room, and Boris is pretty amazing, sort of chunky and doesn't give a fuck, and he's powerful and he whips it, you know. Hancock isn't like that.
No, he's not.
Hancock's a little
I've prune. Just read a book about Jack Kennedy, and he's not like definitely not like the Kennedys or any of the Kennedys.
Marilyn Monroe would not have fucked Hancock.
No, she wouldn't. And also, just as Matt Hancock seems to be sort of catnip for these women, he can't stay away from politics. I mean, what is so great about politics? You used to do the parliamentary sketch. What is it about politics? Why can't he just go in
there? Because you can shag anything in there.
Is it just because?
Because the rules are all suspended and you go in, and I don't know if they still are, but when I was there, the bars are all open late. Nobody can sustain a proper family in there because of the hours. You know, they were trying to make the hours in Westminster over the last 20 years. I used to like it because the day didn't start till 2. So I'd have lunch, get drunk, go in at 2, listen to the minister's questions till 3, write the sketch from 3 till 5, send the copy and wait till back, then go to one of the bars and get hammered. And then, you know, when I was there, that was when they did swabs on every cistern in the whole of the House of Commons and found that 90% of them had traces of cocaine.
Yeah.
And all the ones that didn't have cocaine, it was just girls' bums had wiped them off while being shagged in there. I mean, it was just... And then they changed the hours to make it more family-friendly.
Well, the division bell used to ring at 11 p.m. and now they've changed
whenever,
that.
But that was used to go in there, and then it was just... And so the people who were... The people who were working in politics have already sort of made the decision that they're going to... Fidelity to a family and a private life is, like, not of interest to them.
But just under this guise of public service...
Yeah, but also, I mean, why it's always the ugly ones, I don't know.
Oh, isn't politics is show business for ugly people? Isn't
that yes,
same?
Exactly. I mean.
But Hancock.
It's so terrible.
Matt Hancock. What, the situation?
Or no, the politics? Fact that he's got a cock in his name.
It is, it's not great. I've never found power, I mean, I'd never really...
You've never found power attractive?
No.
Never, really?
Never
been interested in power, humour.
Humour, yes.
Looks. Any of those things, just...
Yeah, no, I'm very shallow. I'm interested in someone with a sense of humour, someone who's hot, and, like...
Say big penis.
Yeah, no, obviously, I guess without saying. Come on, that goes without. That goes without saying.
Lovely. You've been listening to Giles Corran Has No Idea with me, Giles Corran.
And me, Esther Walker.
It's a Wireless Studios production for The Times, produced by Ben Mitchell. You can listen to us on The Times radio app or download from wherever you get your podcasts. To find out what I wrote about in the end, you can pick up a copy of The Times or get a digital subscription. And by searching thetimes.co.uk/Giles Corran Has No Idea, you can access a special offer just for you. And for the full live experience, tune into my show on Times Radio every Friday from 1 till 4.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.